The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to the UAB Director's Chair. Athletic Director Mark Ingram of your UAB Blazers checking in here as we do every single week. Of course, you can hear this show 5 days a week on the TKR podcast network. We were just actually blowing and going. And of course, you know, I do these shows, I do pet shows, I do rock shows, I do all these things. And obviously UAB fans are very fevered and they're ready to go. And obviously this is not the football season they've wanted. So they've had a lot to say. And we take a lot of emails. You actually had one of your fans, your biggest fans, super fan that joined the show last week. We greatly appreciate him doing that. But we are going through a coaching search right now. I don't know if it's going to be a coaching change because Coach Alex, who's got the interim job right now. But first of all, how's that going? About three out of every four emails was what's going on with the coaching search and when can I expect to know who my head coach is going to be at the UAB Blazers for the rest of the season in 2026? Go.
Yeah. Well, Alex is terrific. He's been great to work with. You know, players have responded well to Alex. It's a tough situation. You know, you get thrown into a management role that you weren't expecting and you're managing. It's not just managing play calling. It's you're managing, you know, call it 150 people every day when you've never managed a person. Mm-hmm. And now you manage 150 people, which is, you know, 100 football players, another 50 staff. And you're directing them and we're setting the course and the plan and the daily plan and, you know, practice schedule plan and literally every single detail now is on your desk and he's managed it well. And I think anybody that has been around Alex or met Alex would say, you know, he's a wonderful guy. I think it's unfortunate we've, and it's not that different than before. You know, we had such a great plan with the Memphis game and we had other good plans and have played well in certain ways. You know, we lost to North Texas the other day who really looked dominant. Mm. And yet our yards, our time of possession, you know, rushing yards, passing yards, time of possession, first downs, we were better than them in most statistical categories.
Turnovers have been a booger bear, man. I mean, I knew you were going to say that. It's a part of the game, but man, nothing sucks worse than when, and it's just bitten them in the ass all year long. Yeah. It really has.
And two interceptions on the 1 yard line going in.
Yeah.
And so, and a fumble on your own 17. So, you know, and we gave up two long kick returns. They returned out to midfield or better. And yes, it's all part of the game, but we did cut our penalties down. We only had three penalties. So, these are not moral victories. What I'm saying is we're just not as far away from being successful as it may appear. Yeah. And, it's like if you can cut down penalties and if you can cut down turnovers, you could probably be in every single game. And then who knows, right? If you're in the game, that's the point. We were in the game at Memphis and what happened?
Yep.
One.
Yep.
And so, it's unfortunate for everybody, our fans, our coaches, our players, that we are really that close, even though it doesn't appear to be. But if you can get objective and look at those things, you go, okay, you know, how much of this is correctable? And how much is not? So, nonetheless, I've loved working with Alex. He's moldable. He takes great advice. He asks good questions. I think Alex Mortensen is a great football coach.
When can we expect to know for sure who's going to be the coach next season? Do you have a date?
Yeah, you know, that somewhat depends on the candidate. You know, we have to all remember that our timeline may not be their timeline. And that's not because of a lack of interest or something that's all of a sudden a problem. If I were to say, hey, we're going to do it by this date, and then we don't hit that date, then we, as humans, we all jump to this negative.
Well, yeah, I mean, the season is still 2 months long. I mean, we still got a ways to go. So you may be going after coaches, you know, maybe FCS or whatever.
You got people that are playing games, they're in bowl games, they're potentially, like you said, in the FCS playoffs or whatever, and they just for sake of their team and not wanting to ruin things with the team they're on, they don't lack excitement for this job. They just want to exit the right way. And that, you know, that's a good rule of thumb for all of us, no matter what we do, is taking a new job is exciting and you want to start the right way, but you also want to leave your current employer the right way too. Sure. because it creates a lasting memory, and so you want that memory to be a fond one.
You got an early Christmas gift for us UAB Blazer fans. Maybe put a big fat bow on that, and you hand it to Tony Curry Radio, and let us make the announcement. That would be very, very nice. I think that'd be that would certainly help our show. Speaking of a memorable 18-10 at Protective Stadium, your seniors have been in Senior Day coming up this Saturday. 26 seniors will see their last game. I don't think people, you and I've had this discussion. I think it's warranted to bring up almost every single year. For a lot of guys, this will be the last time they ever take a snap in regular football. They may play something at Thanksgiving with their family out in the yard, but as far as in hearing the crowd coming out on a Saturday afternoon, a Tuesday night, whatever it is, this will be the last time they'll play an organized football snap. But just talk about how difficult that must be when you put your blood, sweat, and tears or something. And for a lot of the guys, Mark, these guys have been playing since they're like Pop Warner, like since they're like 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. These kids have been playing for 10, 11, 12 years.
Basically their whole life. Yeah. They've been playing football as long as they can remember.
And 99% of those guys aren't going to be playing at the next level. So
the last time they'll, you know, strap those shoulder pads on and put that helmet on. And those days when it's hot and they're long and you're getting beat up all day and you kind of go, oh, my gosh, I wish this day was over. Oh, gosh, I was just through this. And as soon as you do that for the last time, you immediately start to miss those long, hot days, you know, of getting beat up. And it's the weirdest thing to say, but it's true. And, you know, I've watched grown men walk out onto the football field or the basketball court and be recognized for some particular reason and have their name called and there's tears streaming down their face because nobody has called their name like that and nobody has cheered for them like that since the day they left. And they didn't even know that how much they missed it until it happened. And then it just hits them, you know, and they're 40 or 50 years old and it just hits them. They totally unexpected. And that's one of the beautiful things about sports and cheering for the team that we love. And so that's what you've got on Saturday is we've got 26 seniors who will have their names called and be recognized. And I hope that our fans will appropriately cheer and recognize the hard work of those kids and let them know that they're appreciated, even though we haven't won as many games as we all would have liked. Don't forget, the group that wishes we've won more games more than anybody is them.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that are in it 24 hours a day, every day. So I hope that, that's the message I would give to our fans. Please cheer those kids because they deserve it.
Curry family will be there for sure. Looking forward to it. 2 o'clock kickoff. That's right. 2 o'clock on Saturday. Protective.
Right. 2 o'clock.
So we'll look forward to that. Unfortunately, you're going from the fifth best offense in the country to the fourth best offense in the country in the Bulls of South Florida. So you're ready. So you've seen something. Well, hell, just clean up the turnovers. And I mean, who knows what's going to happen? Hopefully they won't put up a 50 pointer on you, but obviously this is a really good Bulls team. And listen, if you're into college football and you like to watch good football and you get to watch your home team, you're getting the best of both worlds this weekend. So make sure you get down there and check out the Bulls and check out your Blazers coming up here.
Well, we'll be watching, as you might assume, we have been watching a lot of Navy film from last week. You know, Navy played them very well and figured it out. They figured out some formula to slow them down and so good for them. And I think South Florida is really, really good. Their coaches have done a great job. Alex Golish is a really good guy and who's from Russia, by the way, if you didn't know, which is interesting. Not Russia, Florida, Russia.
Is there Russia, Florida?
No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say, I didn't think there was
Russia, Alabama.
No. Russia.
They've done a great job and it's been kind of a slow, steady, you know, increase for that program and his time there. And so I really respect how they've gone about it. You know, that they, if you remember, Trent Dilfer beat Alex Golish 2 years ago and then last year should have.
Yep.
And, or South Florida, I should say, not Alex, but, So it's going to be a good game. And I think, again, if we can cut down penalties and turnovers, I think we can play. I think we've proven we can play. It's just a matter of eliminating those mistakes and just executing.
Something you've done very, very well. It's not the sexy part of college sports, but it is certainly something that you should pay attention to because it will affect your team one way or another down the road, whether it's NIL, whether it's a transfer portal or anything else. I know the College Sports Commission, the CSC. First of all, what is the CSC? I'm hearing this the first time. I've read it. But who is the College Sports Commission? What exactly do they do again? Because they're the movers and shakers now in college football.
It's a great question, Tony. And I think the answer and what you're getting at is we've got this new contract that's been sent around to
the Power Four.
To all the commissioners, but only the Power Four commissioners and maybe just SEC and Big Ten were engaged in the discussion. So our commissioners are all just getting it for the first time, never having seen it before. So it's part of the, what I would just call a continuing problem in this industry is once any of us start thinking we're better than the others, that's where you have a problem in sports. Is the reason the NFL is so successful, yes, depending on the year, there's certain organizations that will have these ebbs and flows where they're dominant and more dominant or less dominant. You know, the Patriots were, but now they're not. Green Bay has been, but not so much. The Chiefs have been, but not so much. You know, Buffalo kind of up. Whatever, that's because they have parity. But as soon as you start trying to separate and elevate certain groups, you lack parity, which creates a lack of interest, in my opinion. And while some of the television numbers are way up, they are for certain matchups, but they're way down for others. And so, and it's not because those other programs are bad. We're engineering it that way. We're making them less competitive in an engineering sense. And so that's what concerns me is when you don't have everybody with a seat at the table, you can't have a meaningful discussion about the value of every league.
But who are these people? Who's on this College Sports Commission? Who designed it? Are there a bunch of people on? Who is that?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you how many, but yeah, it's an organization to help, you know, structure college football.
And it's from the Big Ten and the SEC, I'm assuming, just the members of those. They put those together So they sent out some type of agreement yesterday, right, to the Big Four. And it used to be the Big Five. Who's getting shut out now? Who's not in the Big Five? The Big 12?
It was the Pac 12.
The Pac 12, the Big 12, because it fell apart.
So it was the Power Five, right? Yeah,
Power Five. Now it's the Big Four.
Power Four.
The Power Four.
And we used to say Group of Five. Now we say Group of Six.
Group of Six.
Pac 12. Is basically the old Mountain West.
Gotcha. I guess we have to know what's going on. I mean, everyone's have to have some chop of direction. But is there anything new that's coming out in this information?
Not that I can share because we just got it.
Yeah.
So we're learning too, and it's being interpreted.
Give you some homework. You look at that and let me know what you think next week.
Yeah,
we'll be some movers and some shakers. Hey, before I let you go, we got an abbreviated thing here because we just got a lot going on here on Tony Kerr Radio and certainly with the UAB.
We got basketball tomorrow night. Come see the Mighty Blazers play South Alabama.
There you go.
6:30 in Bartow Arena Friday night, and then
nice win against High Point the other way. By the way, it's a good basketball
team. Yeah, that's a good team.
They
beat us last year. They have contended for their league championship. Every year we think South Alabama will. That's, you know, Andy's scheduling strategy has been to do that. While I know that some of our fans wish we were playing like teams that have a name, he tries to find teams that he thinks are going to win their conference or compete to, so that if we can do well, and look, you got to go beat those teams, but if we can do well enough through the year, maybe we can be one of those.
Yep.
At large teams that gets a bid.
The metrics is good.
Hey, we beat High Point who won their conference.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question, totally unrelated to college. Today they're having, was it today or yesterday? They had the first ever women's baseball draft. There is going to be a Major League Baseball league with women. It is going to be San Francisco, LA, Boston, and New York. Those four markets, and then they're going to expand next year, but they're going to be playing in one stadium in Illinois. So it's going to be centrally located.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't had Major League Baseball. We remember the Madonna movie from the early 80s, but we have not had, there's no crying in baseball. We haven't had Major League Baseball for women in over 70 years. And yeah. And I'm all about more sports is
but
great.
But we have had pro softball.
Yeah, I think that's where the question was, hey, we got softball. Well, why don't we just keep playing softball? Well, first of all, softball and baseball are so far apart. They're so different. Yeah. They're so different. I mean, and I don't know about you, but I watch women's softball, and sometimes a hit is where you just stick the bat out and you just kind of do that swipe, you know, and they run out the slap, which is just not even a hit to me. I get it. And the field looks so damn small to me. Anyway, what are your thoughts on... not so much do you think, for me, the first thing I ask, when you hear about that, and if someone says, do you think it's going to be successful? What's the first question you want to ask? And I'll bet you the same question I'd ask.
You make a good point. We have collegiate softball, which is a
and why has that gotten so big? It's because ESPN's all over it. I mean, it's all over.
Why has softball gotten big?
Well, it's gotten huge because
Watch it, it's fun.
Yeah, I mean, but it's on television.
Like baseball, and you go watch softball. What the difference is? It's really fast. Yeah. Talk about the field being smaller. Well, that means that the reaction time of the players also has to be really quick.
Sure.
So you're an infielder. You're at third base. You get hit a ball. You got to rifle that thing across because it's only 45 feet or 60 feet or whatever to the first base. So it's just a tighter. It's a tighter field, so you know everything has to also be quicker.
They've done a great job, though, and ESPN's done a fantastic job in saying, okay, if we're going to cover this, we're going to make it as big as it possibly can be. And a lot of people believe, hey, listen, if ESPN's playing cornhole on weekends or pickleball on Thursday nights, it must be something special.
And so
they've done a great job. I mean, the Little League World Series was nothing 10 years ago. And now it's like this shut down a thing, and it's 24 hours a day, and it is fun. I think it's gotten out of control myself.
If we promote it right and we invest properly, I think it could be successful. I don't know that it's fair ever to compare sport to sport. You know, is it the same as the WNBA or not? Will it be? I don't know. I think that, but it is interesting that there's not youth baseball for girls. I mean, girls can play youth baseball as long as they want. It's not just for boys. And there are some girls who play.
And that's what I'm saying. But where are they going to get the players?
I don't know. Good question.
Maybe softball.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, if you're a shortstop in softball, you know how to play the game. You just got to get used. There are some things that are subtly different. The ball is smaller and it moves faster, but bigger field, probably. I don't know. Are they going to play? What size field are they going to play on?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's going to be a Major League Baseball field, I would think. I know from a strength standpoint, women can't hit it as far or can't throw it as far. So maybe
they're going to use aluminum bats or wooden bats.
Yeah, I would hope it'd be wooden bats.
The ball moves faster off an aluminum bat.
Sure does. Yeah.
So again, the field size, you know, comes into play there. So I haven't, you tell me this is, I had not seen that.
Yeah. I just thought it'd be interesting. And I believe it or not, you were the first person I thought of because I thought from a collegiate standpoint, where are they going to get, who are they drafting from? Where are they getting these women from? I think it's great. I mean, I think anytime we can have more sports, I think it's wonderful. I know a lot of people, we don't need, you know, blah, why not? I mean, it's just more, you know, we have this, what is called a sports equinox, where we have all the sports playing all at the same time. So it's only happened like 32 times in the last 30 years or something like that. We had it again a couple of weeks ago where the NHL, the NBA, the Major League Baseball and NFL were all playing on the same day at the same time, which is super cool. So we'll see what happens. All right. Go to UAVsports.com. I'm sitting there looking at it right now. UAVsports.com. Get down there and check out your UAV Blazers taking on South Florida. It is going to be senior day down there. So make sure you get down there early. They have it's. I mean, I love it. I mean, there's music being played, and each player goes out there and he gets handed his jersey. And there's you are obviously going to be a very busy man. You're going to be in a thousand pictures down there.
I hate senior day in every sport.
I know you do.
But
I know.
It's a great day.
Are you going to cry?
I will not. But it's a great day.
Okay. All right. Well, I may shed a tear for you. All right. I'll see you down there on Saturday. Thank you, my friend.
All right, Tony. See you, man.
See you, man.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.